Let's talk a little Jets because they're a disaster too. As they are 0-3 as well, as they lost a heartbreaker, as it was just put in the update, 29-27 to the Bucks, as they were getting their ass kicked pretty much all game, doing nothing offensively pretty much all game, looking like it was going to be a ho-hum, ugly performance. And then they found ways to score 21 points in the fourth quarter, including a blocked field goal. A blocked field goal by Will McDonald. He picks it up as well and runs it back for a touchdown. The coach is dancing on the sidelines. And let me just first say this, because we're going to get into the coach here in a second. I have zero problem with him celebrating on the sidelines and dancing. Zero. After that play, as he's running down the field, chasing Will McDonald into the end zone, and then he gives you a little bit of what at first I thought was going to be a little bit of Beyonce's should have put a ring on it. I thought he was going to go into that kind of dance. He ended up just kind of doing like a, I don't know if it's a robot type thing, but it was, I have no problem with it. I have no problem with in the moment being exuberant, enjoying it. That's a big time moment. It's a big time moment. We got on Robert Saleh constantly for being, you know, after being an emotional guy as the 49ers defensive coordinator. I didn't see him now that he's back in that role, if he's been that emotional on the sidelines. But as a Jet head coach, it was no emotion. And we were all over him. Give me something. Show you care. You know, show you're upset. Show you're happy. So to see the coach celebrate on the sidelines after a big kick return, blocked field goal for a touchdown, that I have no problem with. What I do have a problem with is clapping his hands like he's happy with the performance after his defense allows Baker Mayfield, after that touchdown, to come right back down the field and kick a game-winning field goal against you. That, and then he's clapping as he walks off. What are you happy about? What are we happy about? Because I got to tell you, I'm hard-pressed. Yes, you scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. Yes, you made a big play to take the lead late in the game. Yes, you didn't quit. Yes, you fought back. Absolutely, they did. And yes, you had to deal with injuries. As Sauce Gardner went down, and you're playing with a backup quarterback. And Williams went down. I get it. It's a good effort. But ultimately, you lost a disaster, and it started the same thing. Penalties, first of all, it was the ugliest freaking game, and mainly Tampa Bay. They're lucky they're walking away with a victory, because Todd Bowles' team committed a penalty on every play. For the first quarter and a half of this football game, there was a flag on every single play. It was impossible to watch. It took any rhythm out of that game, any enjoyment out of watching that game. Every single play was a penalty, mainly on Tampa Bay, to be fair. But my goodness, it was just every play, including on the first drive as the Jets are going down the field, they get a big play, and it's taken away by a procedural penalty because the wide receiver wasn't on the line of scrimmage covering the tackle, and their rookie wide receiver, and coach laid into him, and that's fine. That's coaching. That's what this is about, and I have no problem with them celebrating. But you can't offer that performance. And I understand, backup quarterback, you scored 21 points in the fourth quarter, you came back into the game and you gave yourself an opportunity to win, and you got beat by a team that has now done the same thing 3 weeks in a row, down the field to beat Atlanta, down the field to beat Houston, and Baker Mayfield made it 3-for-3 down the field, making big plays, running past you for 30 yards on his way to breaking your heart. For the third week in a row, Baker Mayfield has now done this. So I understand all the positives you want to try and take out of it, but the enthusiastic clap on the field and then in the post game, talking about, we're not the same old Jets, and this team is different, and this is different, and that's different. And you know what's different? You're 0-3. That's the same. You haven't won anything. You're going to start preaching and getting up on your soapbox and telling everyone, we're not the same old Jets, and I hate that word. I hate that line. We're not the same old Jets. This team is different. When you lost, That's what, in a post game where last week all we heard was, gotta look at the film, gotta look at the film, gotta watch the tape, gotta watch the tape. Now we're going to be talking about, hey, we're different. No, you're not. You're losers. Everyone in this town is. When it comes to football, at least. You know I would never say that about you, Aaron Boone. Or you, Brian Cashman. But everyone else, losers. And, like, I mean, this game is a perfect example of a team that doesn't know how to win yet. Same thing, Giants and Jets, same thing, right? And now the Jets have given you two performances that you can kind of take some positives out of. They didn't quit. They didn't stop. They kept battling. And obviously the first game, the offense was really positive and everything, you know, what they were able to do. Now, Fields has obviously been hurt and missed this game, and Taylor didn't play well to start, found some offense late, and they managed to score 21 points and get back in the game. But ultimately, penalties hurt them in the first drive. Penalties hurt them all game. They were getting absolutely overrun for most of the game. And with 2 minutes left, they go for a seal-the-game field goal, or at least give them a touchdown lead field goal. You block it, make a big play, take the lead, and they come right back, right down the field. And we have seen that from this defense, whether it's this version of the defense that is not gotten off to necessarily a great start, or whether it's the version of the defense that they themselves are calling the 85 Bears. Even at their best, we have seen this defense, even in games where they dominate, when they need to make the big stop at the end of the game, the other team goes right down the field. It happens way too much. And for this coach, and we talk about there's no such thing as moral victories. Well, I'm not so sure Aaron Glenn doesn't agree. I'm not so sure he agrees, because he seemed very pleased with his team's effort. He seemed very pleased losing this football game. And it's just, I mean, it's impossible with these two teams, man. It's unbelievable. 0-3. Season over for both teams. At least the Giants do have something to turn to with the young quarterback. I don't know what the Jets are going to do. You got Sauce Gardner getting beat before he even got injured. Constantly. And it seems like paying him the year early doesn't feel like that's going to lead anywhere good. You know, Wilson gets hurt as well. Just, you know, one of those games where they find ways to lose. They had an opportunity to win that football game. That defense let them down in the end. Offense wasn't doing much all game. It was one of those, oh, they're getting beat bad. Oh, my God, look at this. They're right back in it. And for any Met fan, Jet fan, too, like, to have that simultaneously going on. And when we get to the Mets, there is so much to get into with this Met team. Over the last two games after winning two out of three against San Diego, scoring 12 runs and winning the first game of the Washington series, to then lose the next two in the manner in which they lost it. The comeback on Saturday, extra innings loss, all you need is a sack fly or put the ball in play from Nimmo. They don't get it. They don't go to Diaz for the second inning. Then you get all of the, you get the inside the park home run on Saturday. Then you get the plays in the outfield in this game on Sunday. The guy kicks it to himself. You get the robbery of the home run in the ninth that would have tied the game from Alvarez. And this is all happening at the same time for Met Jet fans. For my friend Evan Roberts, he's watching his Mets lose this game to the Nationals, lose 2 of 3, fall out of the playoffs. They are now tied with the Reds, and the Reds have the tiebreaker, so they are currently the wild card team. As the Mets are sitting out looking in, they no longer control their destiny. They're going to need help from the Reds if they want to make the playoffs. And as that's happening, you're watching the Jets snatch victory from defeat only to give it back all at the same time. But that Jet game, and then the coach afterwards, you know, Aaron Glenn, I get it. You're trying to pump up your team. I get it. But what the, I mean, forget the dancing. And I saw a brief clip from Francesa, and he's tremendous. I love it. and he's killing him for the dancing. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. In the moment, getting excited, he's there with his team. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. But after the game, once you've lost, that's a moment where you took the lead. That's a moment where you thought you might have won the game. That's a moment where your special team stepped up and made a huge play. Will McDonald does that. You know, the play where he jumps over the center. You got to make sure you clear him and not touch him. It's a very athletic play. He jumps over the center clean, blocks it, scoops it, runs it for a touchdown. That you can't have a better special teams play. You can't make a better game-changing play in that moment. He didn't just block it. He scooped it and scored it. I have no problem with the coach running down the sidelines and showing some emotion and getting pumped up with his team. But I don't understand what the hell he's clapping about as he's walking off the field a loser. And then has that, you know, is the best thing he's got for the postgame is we're not the same old Jets. I don't know. I don't know with these two teams. Now, Glenn is clearly not on the same level of hot seat or at hot seat at all as Brian Daboll. He's not at all. It's the third game of his career with the Jets, and two out of the three, you could argue, you know, they're right in it. A couple mistakes here, a couple mistakes there, a couple of, you know, big plays. They actually win the football game. I get it, and there probably are things to take out of the positive nature of this team fighting back after looking dead for the first three quarters. But I don't know if I've ever seen a coach enthusiastically clapping in approval as he walked off the field a loser. And he claims he understands this fan base, and he claims he understands the city and the market, and he's walking off a loser celebrating? That's a tough look. Tough look.